For our devotional time for a few minutes this evening, I'd like for us to think about the topic of being deceived, a lighthearted topic. Have you ever been deceived? And how did that make you feel? Maybe you purchased something that did not live up to your expectations, or perhaps someone told you something that you found out later was untrue. How did that experience make you feel? Disappointed, surprised, angry, sad? Maybe a combination of all of those. The key here is that the falsification was intentional. That person wanted you to believe something that simply was not true. Well, spiritually speaking, we have all been deceived by Satan at some point in our lives. Before we gave our lives over to God, Satan convinced us that we could go our own way. We did not need God, and we could make it fine on our own. And looking back now, we can see that that was a lie. The Bible tells us about the character of Satan. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 tells us, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." Jesus said this about the devil in John chapter 8, verse 44. "He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Now, Eve knew about being deceived. We all know that well-known account in Genesis chapter 3. I'd like to read a few verses from that. If you'd like to turn with me, Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. Genesis 3, verse 1. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Eve was the first to be deceived by Satan. And as we know, the rest is history. Eve didn't wake up that morning and think to herself, "I think I'll go out and ruin my life today." No, she was deceived by Satan's words. Before she took the fruit, Satan had convinced her that what she was about to do was actually going to be for her benefit. It was somehow going to improve her circumstances and make her life better, to be like God. She was doing what she wanted to do that day, but as it turns out, in actuality, she did ruin her life that day. And this scenario is all too familiar even today. We were thousands of years removed from the garden. We're still playing out this scenario. You know, we prize freedom a lot in this country, and it is a blessing that we can live here in the United States. And even though we enjoy our political freedoms here, spiritual freedom is so much more important. Sometimes what appears to be freedom to us may actually turn it into something else. Romans chapter 6 tells us that we become slaves of sin when we go our own way. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" The Bible is full of warnings about being deceived. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, for example, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" And then Paul says these four words, "Do not be deceived." When you look into Scripture, you come to the realization that the warnings that God gives to us in his word are for our benefit, and the things that he tells us to do are the path to an abundant life. The warnings of things to abstain from are there for our protection. Romans chapter 8, Paul reminds us that God is on our side. It has been said the happiest life is to be found right in the center of doing God's will. So the good news this evening is that Jesus provides us victory over Satan and his lies. We read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul tells us that we are to put off the old life of sin and put on our new life in Christ. In conclusion this evening, I'd like to read a passage from Titus chapter 3, if you'd like to turn there with me. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 3. "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Here Paul is talking about our former life of being deceived. But then in the next verse he says, "The love of Jesus our Savior has appeared, and his kindness has provided a way for forgiveness and eternal life." He uses the phrase "the washing of regeneration." He's referring to baptism. Baptism is the beginning of your new life in Christ. So we encourage you this evening, don't listen to Satan's lies. Jesus provides the true path to life. Won't you consider these things tonight? If you have any spiritual need, we invite you to come as we together stand and sing.
Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Jesus is standing on trial still. You can be false to him if you will. You can be faithful through good or ill. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Jesus, I give thee my heart today. Jesus, I'll follow thee all the way. Gladly obeying thee, will you say, this will I do with Jesus. What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, oh friend, what will he do with me? Our brother Mark Day is in a gospel meeting this evening, so the annex class that he teaches on Wednesday night, everyone will meet in here just for tonight.